Latino voters could decide the outcome of California's recall election. And that's one reason Democrats are closely watching the campaign of California's highest-ranking Latino official. Democrats want voters to reject the recall of Governor Gray Davis, but to vote for Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante just in case. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
In the heart of San Francisco's predominantly Latino Mission District, a street corner evangelist competes with the bells of a popsicle vendor for the attention of Saturday morning shoppers. Nearby, community activist Rene Salcedo has set up a table. She's registering people who are eligible to vote. It's a painstaking process, as many residents here are immigrants and not citizens. Still, among those who are, there's a high degree of interest in the recall ballot, which will have two questions. Should Davis be recalled? And if so, who should replace him? Carlos Urrutia, an organizer for the Textile Workers Union, is adamantly opposed to the recall of Governor Davis, but he's happy to have a second choice.
El Latino, Bustamante, por supuesto.
That's Cruz Bustamante, the lieutenant governor, the son of a Central Valley barber. He stands to become the first Latino governor since the 19th century. Yet Urrutia says he has a lot of friends who haven't warmed up to Bustamante.
In my friends, I always have conversations with them about, you know, they like the actor, right? They like the movies and stuff, and they think that Reagan did it, so he can, right?
The actor, of course, is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and many political analysts believe that he would be a strong draw for young Latino males. At the same time, the word is out that in 1994, Schwarzenegger voted for Proposition 187, the initiative to deny social services to illegal immigrants, and that former California Governor Pete Wilson, who championed Prop 187, is co-chair of Schwarzenegger's campaign. And that makes Jesse Maya, a San Francisco janitor, suspicious of Schwarzenegger. Maya also opposes the recall of Governor Davis, and when pressed for an opinion about electing a replacement, his face lights up.
Yep.
He says it would be better to elect Cruz Bustamante because Maya wants nothing to do with Prop 187. It's a common response in Latino communities around the state, says Fernando Guerra, who teaches political science at Loyola Marymount College in Los Angeles.
Latino voters tend to be moderate on most issues except when it comes to civil rights and equal opportunity. That, they will move to the left. If you tell a Latino voter, hey, I supported 187, hey, I'm an ally of Wilson, those are the two red flags of contemporary Latino politics in California.
There are 2.5 million registered Latino voters in California. They account for 14% of the electorate here. It's a predominantly working class, populist, and heavily Democratic vote. Yet it is not a monolithic electorate compared with, say, the African-American community, where typically a candidate or issue will get the support of 9 out of 10 votes. Luis DeCipio teaches political science at the University of California at Irvine.
The Latino community is less monolithic, meaning that that issue or that candidate can probably count on 65% or 70% of the Latino electorate.
One issue that might draw Latinos to the polls is a second measure on the ballot, Proposition 54, an initiative that would bar the state from collecting racial or ethnic data. A recent field poll suggests Latinos oppose it. Initially, many Democratic strategists assumed that having Prop 54 on the ballot was good for Governor Davis. But DeCipio says it may not turn out that way.
That calculation would be that that many Latinos would decide that it was more important to have one of their own, in some sense, a co-ethnic, elected to the governorship. And the way to accomplish that would be to support recall, in other words, to support the removal of Governor Davis, and then on the second part of the ballot, to support Lieutenant Governor Bustamante.
Back at the registration table in the Mission District, community activist Rene Salcedo says no one should take Latinos for granted.
I think it's going to be an uphill battle for Cruz Bustamante. He's not going to get the vote just because he's a Latino.
But with a strong bid for their vote, says Salcedo, Bustamante may inspire a big turnout, which may not save the day for Governor Davis, but it might help the Democrats keep the governor's chair. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.